Bad and Evil. Part 3. Relevant Factors. In addition to the actual results and the motive, we must also consider several other factors. How much did the person know and realize? Was the person negligent? Did the person make a sincere mistake? Was the person manipulated or coerced? Was the person being mischievous? Was the person malicious? Knowing. What if someone doesn't know the facts? It is easy to do something harmful if one thinks a situation is one way, but actually it is different. It is easy to do something bad if one is completely ignorant of a significant fact. Simply not knowing something is not at all bad, even though the resulting action might be bad. When one knows an action is bad and will have harmful results, but does it anyway, it is a bad action. It is bad even if it inadvertently does some good or if the bad result isn't as bad as expected. If one should have known something but doesn't realize it in the moment one was informed, then it is a knowing action and one was negligent. A note on mental illness. There are people who are mentally ill and unable to distinguish good from bad or unable to think ahead to what the results will be. Such people need to be controlled by others. If the devil made him do it, he needs to be confined so he cannot do it. People under the influence of drugs or alcohol are often mentally incompetent to some extent, but they took the drugs or alcohol when they were competent and are fully responsible for their actions thereafter. Temporary impairment under the influence of such substances does not make a bad action less bad. All bad or evil done knowing that it is bad or evil can be considered insane. This insanity is obviously no excuse for doing it. If one doesn't know better or doesn't realize an action is bad, the action is bad, but the person is not bad or evil. Being aware that an action is harmful is always a component of evil, even if one doesn't admit it. Negligence. When one knows and has an ability to prevent harm, but neglects or fails to do so, one is negligent. It is not ignorant, it is knowing. One knows better. Negligence is always bad. People are usually negligent due to laziness or pursuing other interests instead. Someone can deliberately fail to do a duty due to a bad or evil motive, and the results can be evil. Negligence is bad. Deliberate negligence can be evil. Mistakes. Although mistakes can result in effects that are very harmful, even evil, someone who makes an innocent mistake is never evil. An innocent mistake is one where someone really didn't know something, either a fact or what the likely results would be. Authorities have been equating mistakes with evil for so long. Some children think they are evil for making mistakes on homework that didn't harm anyone. Mistakes can result in bad or evil actions. Sincere mistakes can have bad or evil results, but the person is not bad or evil. Mischief. Mischief is play that can do harm. It does not have a motive to harm, but only to annoy or poke at people, attract attention, or disrupt. It is creative. It can be funny, but it can also cause a lot of harm. Mischief is play that can be harmful. Its motive is not bad or evil. Encouragement, incitement, and pressure. When someone is prompted, encouraged, incited, or pressured to do something bad, it takes strength and courage to resist the pressure. If the bad action is carried out, both the person who did it and the person who incited or applied pressure have responsibility for the results. Joint responsibility can be greater than 100%. If an action would not have occurred without both, then each of them is 100% responsible. Every human being is responsible for following one's conscience, even under pressure. We must take great care to whom we pledge obedience, including an employer, for if we are ordered to do something bad or evil, or against our conscience, we must either disobey our employer and risk our livelihood, or disobey our conscience. This is a very difficult decision, especially if we have dependents. For the same reason, great care is in order before taking any vows. If someone is forced, including by a believable threat, then the party who applied the force or threat is also responsible for the action. Succumbing to pressure is weakness. Weakness may lead to evil action, but weakness itself is not evil. Pressuring others to do bad actions is bad and can be evil. Malice. Malice includes an intent to harm. This bad intent can arise from instinct, like an animal that tracks an injured prey to take advantage of its weakness. Malice enjoys or benefits from other creatures being hurt. Malice is deliberately hurtful. It can be vicious. Animals are malicious by nature. They are not bad. When humans are malicious, they sometimes try to cause hurt just for its own sake. They may also enjoy wielding power over others or deceiving people just for the thrill or sense of victory it gives them. Malice can be inspired by jealousy, greed, or ambition. If someone has a desire and is willing to disregard morality and other people to get it, they can act with malice. Teenagers and children are often malicious. Rejecting or putting down people who aren't in a social group is deliberately hurtful and can be malicious. Rejecting someone for good reason is not malicious, but designating all non-members as enemies or inferior is. Malice is knowing, perhaps not fully knowing, but knowing. It is not innocent. It is not a mistake. It is not just childish mischief, play, or practical jokes. Malice in humans is inhumane, beneath human. Absence of malice does not guarantee that there will be no harm. Malice is bad, but it is not evil. Badness stinks, but it is not the same as evil. Evil is always knowing and always deliberate. Evil is deceitful. Evil is a spiritual illness.